Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, September 22nd, 2020. I'm Sarah Lane. Microsoft announced Azure Communication Services, a new set of cloud services built natively on top of Azure that lets developers add voice and video calling, chat, and text messages to their apps through a new set of APIs and SDKs. Both Google and AWS already offer some of these features, but not as a single fully managed communication platform. Microsoft also offers a set of additional smart services that developers can use to build out their communication services, like Microsoft's translation tools, and the services are encrypted to meet HIPAA and GDPR standards. Facebook said in a court filing in Dublin that if Ireland's Data Protection Commission, or DPC, goes through with a preliminary order handed down last month to stop the transfer of data about European customers to servers in the U.S., Facebook might stop services to 410 million European users, including Instagram users. Facebook filed its own lawsuit challenging the Irish DPC's ban, citing lack of fairness and bias against Facebook. Last week, a judge allowed Facebook's challenge, which paused the DPC's ban on data transfers, although the DPC can challenge that decision. NVIDIA posted a public apology Monday for the difficulty getting RTX 3080 GPUs. NVIDIA wrote, quote, "We were not prepared for this level, nor were our partners." NVIDIA said traffic was 10 times the previous launch. NVIDIA also said it manually canceled hundreds of orders made by bots. Google's in-house incubator, Area 120, introduced Tables, a work tracking tool that uses automation to help teams schedule email reminders when tasks are overdue, message a chat room when new form submissions are received, move tasks to other people's work queues, and update tasks when statuses change. Tables can import data from Google Sheets or a .csv, share data with Google Groups, and assign tasks to people already in your Google contacts. The company says after testing with thousands of users, Tables is now available to the public with both free and paid plans. Mozilla announced it's spinning out its open-source Internet of Things platform, WebThings, into an independent project under community ownership. WebThings evolved from Mozilla's 2018 Project Things and creates common IoT standards around privacy, security, and interoperability. Mozilla previously canceled plans to bring consumer-focused WebThings devices to market in February. The move comes after major restructuring at Mozilla, which saw over 250 layoffs, with the company also shuttering services like Firefox Send and Firefox Notes. Jabra announced the Elite 85T wireless earbuds for $229 with a new semi-open design and active noise cancellation, or ANC. The Elite 85T have a 6-microphone array for voice calls, 4 mics are used for the noise-canceling feature, and 12mm drivers for improved sound. Battery life gets 5.5 hours of continuous listening with ANC on, and 25 more hours using the case, even more if ANC is turned off. Wireless charging is supported as well, and the earbuds are rated IPX4 for water and sweat resistance. Pre-orders start next month, shipping in November. The Wall Street Journal reported Monday that Quibi is exploring strategic options, including a possible sale. Other options besides a sale would include trying to raise more funding or launching an IPO. AMD announced the Athlon 3000 C-Series and the Ryzen 3000 C-Series processors designed to power Chromebooks. The Ryzen 3000 C-Series uses the Ryzen 7 3700C and Ryzen 5 3500C with 4 cores, 8 threads, 12 nanometer mode Zen Plus architecture, and the Ryzen C 3250C with 2 cores, 4 threads, 14 nanometer Zen architecture. The Athlons have the Gold 3150C with 2 cores, 4 threads, and the Athlon Silver 3050C with 2 cores, 2 threads, both built with the 14 nanometer Zen architecture as well. Some of the specs of these chips are identical to chip designs already found in Acer's Aspire 5 and Dell's Inspiron 15, but AMD said it wanted to rebrand the chips as Chromebook-specific CPUs. Finally, Amazon announced its low-bandwidth, long-distance wireless protocol Sidewalk will be compatible with Echo devices, some Ring cams, and has also signed up Tile as its first third-party partner to use the protocol for tracking. Sidewalk is designed to extend the distance that Internet of Things devices can connect by creating a network of Bluetooth bridges that talk to endpoints over BLE or over a long-range, low-power, wide-area network using the 900 MHz band. Amazon says the protocol has gone through extensive penetrative testing, traffic is heavily encrypted, and that it's also run a successful proof-of-concept trial with the Red Cross for tracking blood collection samples. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all of these headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Hey, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.